غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قال هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد. For the success of our brothers, those who are fighting against tyranny and oppression, please recite Surah Al-Hamd, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmid Din. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Sirata Alladhina An'amta Alayhim. وفوض امري الى الله ان الله بصير بالعباد ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم اعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله لم يشهد احدا حين فطر السماوات والارض ولاتخذ معينا حين برأ النسمات كلت العنصن عن غاية صفته والأقول عن كنه معرفته جلت عظمته والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه وأشرف بريته سيدنا ومولانا طبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم محمد اللهم صل على محمد أجل فرجا وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين صاحب العصر والزمان خليفة الرحمن إمام الإنس والجان الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبه طابت الأرض والسماء اللهم عجل فرجه الشريف اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا اللهم صل على الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا اللهم صل على محمد ورحمة الله على محبيهم ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين أما بعد فقد قال الله وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفغير دين الله يبغون وله أسلم من في السماوات والأرض طوعا وكرها وإليه يرجعون صلوات بني محمد وعلى محمد صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم With the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I begin, the gracious, the merciful. All praise is due to Allah who has given life, not only life of a human being and also being in the follower of, in the family of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wa salam. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ This is also a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had no choice, but Allah has given this and we have responsibility towards it. We are talking about the essence of religion, mafhoom-e-deen, and the ayah which I am reciting for you is Surah Al-Ali Imran, is third chapter of the Quran, ayah number 83. I hope all of us, we are following every night 10 ayats a day, and with the translation, a little bit pondering about it. Today, I'm going to talk about the relationship between religion and aql, reasoning. When we see the general perspective of humankind, is usually when we talk about religion, nothing to do with reasoning, with aql. But alhamdulillah, the religion which we are following, Quran always encourages us by saying, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't you ponder about Quran, don't you go through, don't you go and research. So that means Quran is not a book of only recitation. It is a book to ponder and encourages us to use our reasoning, our aql. And when we see ahadith of Masumeen alayhi salatu wasalam also, it is leading to this perspective. So a religion which goes with reasoning is the religion. In the morning prayer after in month of Ramadan, there is a small dua. That is, Ya Uddati fi Kurbati wa Ya Sahibi fi. Then you reach, Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan tubashiru bihi qalbi. Wa Allah, I want a belief which goes along with my reasoning. This qalb means not heart, it's the reasoning. In Quran, many a times, Quran has been, the word qalb has been used for the reasoning, for the aql. I'll give an example. لَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. Surah A'raf is 7th chapter of the Quran, 179th ayat, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have kindled hellfire. For whom? Those who do not offer namaz? No. In this ayat, Quran gives completely different perspective. For those jinn and human being upon whom we have given them power of reasoning, lahum qulubun, qulub is plural of qalb, power of reasoning, they do not utilize it. Humne aql diye magar istemal hi nahi karte. We have given them power of reasoning, they don't use it. And we have given them power of sight, they don't see it. And we have given them power of hearing, they don't hear it. Then Quran says, Ulaika kal an'am, they are like cattle. And Quran goes much more lower than cattle. Balhum adallu sabila. Why? They are lower than cattle. At least cattle, they follow their instinctive guidance. This human being has suppressed the instinct also. That's why he becomes the lower than the animal. Ulaika humul ghafilun. These are the people, those who are heedless. So that means improper use of the faculties leads to Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given these faculties to produce properly. If we do not use it properly, it leads to Jahannam. That means if it is leads properly, it leads to Islam and it leads to Jannat. Salawat wa ali Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa Ajjil Faraj. This is also a very beautiful hadith. I hope all of us we follow this. We have a hadith, Awwalu ma khalaq Allahul aql. The first thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created is aql, reasoning. Don't be confused. Sometimes when we present these things, people go somewhere else. Just like we have hadith, أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ نُورِي. Prophet Muhammad SAW said, the first thing which Allah has created, my light. And then, أَنَا وَعَلِيٌ مِن نُورٍ وَاحِدٍ. Me and Ali also, same light, and also same thing, all for Masumeen alayhi salatu wasalam. When we say this awwal, which awwal is awwal? Quran, this hadith is talking about, other than the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, first thing which Allah has created is reasoning, aql. Allah said to the aql, Aqbil, come to me, came, and stand still, stood, go back, went back. Then Allah said, Ba'izzati, I swear by myself, my honor, my pride, my power, and it is because of you a person can lead himself towards heaven. Al-aql maktusibahal bihil jinan. Reasoning, if it is leading towards the heaven, is that is reasoning. Otherwise, it is not a reasoning. So Islam gives great deal about reasoning. And another hadith I recite for you. Hadith is, Kana aktharu ibadati Abi Dhar at-tafakkur. Majority of the time, Abu Dhar, what he used to do? He used to ponder. Kana aktharu ibadati Abi Dhar. Akthar, and majority of the time, he was not, say, having tasbih, sajda, ruku. Many people, they do have many appetite to offer namaz. When you talk to them for 5 minutes, the level of perspective about religion is much more low. But that's how Islam says, a person who is offering the prayer with reasoning, that prayer is much more valid. That's why we have hadith. A sleeping of an alim is better than a person who is whole night standing without knowledge. Because maybe his prayer is harming him, then more than an alim sleep, although he's sleeping, his sleep may be benefiting others. So we have another hadith, it's a beautiful hadith. It says, "At-tafakkur sa'a afdalu min ibadati sana." Thinking or pondering of 1 hour is better than ibadat of 70 years. 1 year also there, 70 years also there. So that means the more you ponder, the better results are there. Because all of our actions are direct results of our thinking. If we correct our thinking, our actions will be corrected. So if we purify our thinking, our action will be purified. So the more deeper is our thinking, the better our actions are. That's why Islam goes along with aql. Taking out aql, Islam never believes in. You have to go with the aql. Everything. That's why exclusively the maktab of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wasalam. Always Ahlul Bayt encourage us, our ulama encourage us. Ask us. If we don't know, we're going to seek knowledge from the ulama and get you back. Likewise, Imam Asumin encourage us always to talk to them and learn. And before you act, learn in and out about what you are acting upon. So aql goes along with the religion. If anyone says, this is religion, this is it, you have to follow, that is not religion. Just like, for example, Trinity, which is Muthallath, Holy Ghost, Mother and Father. So if we ask, how could it be 3-in-1, they say it's like water and also steam and also ice. These 3 things are different at the same time from water. We say no. When it is water, it is not ice. When it is ice, it is not steam. So we cannot compare these things. You say, they say, don't talk that much. That's enough for you. You should never talk deeper than what we are teaching you. Islam says no. That kind of religion don't agree. Always ponder. Hadith of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وَعَجِّلْ فَرَجْ آيَاتُ الْقُرْآنِ خَزَائِنُ الْعِلْمِ. When you read Quran, don't eat for only marhumin. It is ocean of khazain, is treasure of knowledge, Imam says. آيَاتُ الْقُرْآنِ خَزَائِنُ الْعِلْمِ. Not one treasure, treasures of knowledge. We can extract many things. Last time I did it, one ashra in Bombay, I think four or five years before. Effective communication in Holy Quran. The biggest challenge of today, all in the university, colleges, and also in the job level, how good you are a communicator. The more you are best communicator, the better chances of your success. So you can extract these things from the Quran. So I did one ashra, effective communication in the Holy Quran. So it is possible, provided which we need to have belief that all the problems we can solve from the Quran, from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, we no need to borrow from anyone else. Some people they go and they borrow from these thoughts, from this and that. No need to. We have so much rich knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. We can give it to others rather than we should borrow from others. Salawat padi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. وعلي محمد وعجل فرجهم. العقل. Now question is, what is reasoning? This is also very beautiful, very beautiful. And that is how it goes, it deeper. We are talking about religion goes with aql. Now question is, what is aql? Aql is, in Arabic, iqal is a rope. You know, majority of you have been there. Here also some people you could see. When you go to barns or maybe animal places, Arabs for the calves of camels, they used to put a, what do you call, a rope on the neck and a small maybe wood, piece of wood, so that if with that it cannot run more, it comes in between the feet. Likewise, we do, for example, in India, we used to do for our calves of our calves. They run away at the early age. They run a lot, so they put this. That is called in Arabic iqal, which holds you not to run. Such a beautiful interpretation. What is aql is? Aql is a rope which holds you not to go beyond your limits. So that's how the aql meaning of aql. That Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam in dua sabah, this is a beautiful dua. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Many people, they ask us, Maulana, give us for jadu, for something, someone has done wrong to us, there are so many things is going on, what is the best thing for me? The best thing is, after morning prayer, the best dua is dua-e sabah of Maula Amir al-Mumineen. Best ilaj for all of our problem. Two angels will protect you if you recite. And rizq is for sure. My father, he loved it so much, I did it also, sharh dua-e sabah. It was a little bit commentary of Dua Sabah. It is published in India, in Urdu. I think it is very beautiful Dua, and we should all recite. And when we say Dua, as I said it many a times, last time also, many nafila we can do while we are walking, women while they are washing their dishes, they can do it. We don't know masail, that's why we left all the nawafils. And while you are driving, you can do this. While you go to while you are going to job, you can recite this dua. It takes maybe 8 minutes to 10 minutes. And if you keep on reading, you will memorize this dua. Ilahi, Imam Ali, look at that, aql, how he uses. Ilahi, hadhihi azimmatu nafsi, akaltuha bi iqal mashiyatik. Allahu Akbar. That's how Imam Ali is. He says, hadhihi Azimma to nafsi. Azimma means reins. You know that the horses, they have the reins. This is my reins of my nafs. Hadhi azimma to nafsi. Akaltuha, I am giving you in your hand, in your mashiyat. I don't want to hold. You hold me, at let me know where to go. Hadhi azimma to nafsi. Akaltuha be iqal mashiyatik. This rope I am handing over to you. I don't want to keep it because I go, my nafs always keep me go wrong. It is better it goes in your mashiyat, in your irada, in your will. If it goes in your will, of course, everything good comes from you. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad wale. Wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. During the time of Hazrat Musa, we have so many stories. This is the person who used to offer a lot of prayers. Hazrat Musa met him. He is all the time, ruku, sajda, ibadat. Hazrat Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wallah, what is reward for him? This much ibadat, even me and Prophet, I admire him. Allah showed him, this is the place in heaven. Hazrat Musa was, this many, but that small thing, small place in heaven, that's it. Allah said to Musa, go and talk to him. Hazrat Musa returns and talks to him, how are you, everything is okay, what's going on? You do ibadat? Yes, I do ibadat. For whom you do ibadat? I do ibadat for my Lord. So, did you see him? That's why I'm praying for. I want to see him. The day when he lands on my ground, And if he is on his donkey, I am going to feed that donkey so much, the donkey never going to feel hungry. Hazrat Musa said, oh Allah, what you have given is that much more enough for him. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Many a times we might go into the ibadahs, tasbih and sajdaga and everything. At the same time, we forget our responsibility. I'll give you a scenario of my life. Many a times, so many stories of life. It's very beautiful. Newly I arrived in Toronto in month of Ramadan. One of our brother, he called me, Maulana, tomorrow, kal aap aa sakte mere paas, can you come tomorrow at my home? Maine kaha, let me see my diary. Maine kaha, I said, someone has already taken tomorrow, I can come next time. Oh, aap to bade aadmiyon ke paas jaate hain. So you go to big shots. Astaghfirullah. I said, no, brother, that's not the case. I always write it down, whoever invites me first. After that Ramadan, I stop going anywhere. I promise myself not to go anywhere. Anyhow, I said, it is my duty, whoever calls me, I go there. No, I have a problem. If you have a problem, I will come. Now I can come. Anyhow, I went there. He said, I hope my sisters are listening and all of you, please, when I talk, and make it religion as a practical thing, not maza a gaya, not I enjoyed it. No, it's not a good thing. Try to change ourselves. I need to change. We all of us, this is the best month of Ramadan, and this is the right time to change ourselves. When I went to him, he said, Maulana, I have two daughters. They are going to university. And I come back from my work. And I see my wife is spread her musalla in tasbih. And when I come back, I don't know, should I watch TV or the walls? I don't know. So where I am going wrong, or what is my duty, what is my wife's duty? Then I talked to the sister. I said, Hadith says, Allah, Jahadul mar'ah husnut taba'ul. Jihad is not an easy thing. Why people ran away from jihad? Because they have to give life, they have to play with the sword. It's not an easy thing. Talking is easy. When you are on the battlefield, staying there is not an easy thing. Jihadul mar'ah, struggle of a woman, is to be a good wife for her husband. Jihadul mar'a husnut taba'ul, meaning if a woman wants to do jihad, for example, many women, they came to the Prophet because the sawab, the reward of jihad, Prophet was describing so much. They came to the Prophet, they said, O Prophet of Allah, this much sawab, this much reward for the people, those who go to war, we are, for a woman, war is not there. Why don't we have this much rewards? Prophet said, Jihadul mar'a husnut taba'ul. Men, they have jihad on the battlefield. Women have jihad at home. What is their jihad? To please their husbands. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. It is not an easy thing. That's why it is a jihad. That the word jihad has been used. It is used, the word jihad, that shows Islam has given much emphasis on the family life also. Anyhow, Hazrat Musa concluded, the reward of a person is according to level of perspective of a human being. That's why Imam Masumin alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us, religion should be always think. For example, why this matam, why this khun, blood matam, why this zanjir, why this, all these questions should be asked. And many at times, I am very controversial Bakri. I don't care about, but it has to be very, very straightforward things. For example, many a times while I am talking, I do spend for half an hour, 1 hour with talking with our brothers online. Someone asks, Maulana, aapke paas Facebook bhi hai? Main isliye karta hu taki tumhara face bhi nazar aaye. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad. Ma salli ala Muhammad wale Muhammad. So in order to give the society the remedy, I have to know what they are going through and what they are using, what are the tools they are using. Anyhow, it is very important for all of us to reach to this conclusion that Islam is not a religion of emotions.
It is a religion, religion of rationals. Rationality has to be there. Even our emotion should be with rational. Without rational, emotional is not going to work. Someone asked a young boy, Maulana, zanjeer ka matam, khoneen matam. Dekhiye, bahut dangerous. Sabki aankhein khul jayengi, mashallah. Main kuch controversial baat nahi karunga. Seedha seedhi seedhi baat bata raha. आपके नज़दीक क्या है? मैं तो मुश्तहिद थोड़ी हूँ यार, मैं बोलूँगा मेरे नज़दीक थोड़ी, अस्तग़फ़िरुल्लाह, मैं तो मुश्तहिदीन का खाके पा भी नहीं हूँ. आई एम नथिंग, आई कैन नॉट से नथिंग अबाउट द फतवा, बट आई एम ए स्टूडेंट ऑफ इस्लाम. आफ्टर द ट्रेजेडी ऑफ करबला, इमाम सज्जाद ओके अलैहिस्सलाम, फोर्थ इमाम टिल ट्वेल्थ इमाम. करबला'स ट्रेजेडी वॉज 61 हिजरा, बिगिनिंग ऑफ द 61st हिजरा. That means 60 finished, go on. And Imam Zamana's Viladat is 255. And Imam Zamana's Ghaibat al-Sughra starts 260. So that means 250 years, there were 9 Imams were there. So that means 250 Muharram in the presence of Imam were there. Which Imam did so? Salawat padhi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad par. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I don't see any imam has taken this and they didn't do. That's my answer. If it is joyous or not, go and ask the marja. I am not the mujtahid. But if you ask me the reasoning, this is my reasoning. I want to see copy. They are the mentor for me. They are the ideal for me. My ideal is Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Muhammad Baqir, Imam Jafar Sadiq, Imam Musa Kazim. And these are the people that guided me. Ask them what they did it after Muharram. They are closer to Karbala rather than us. They are the one who loved Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. They are the one, whenever in the name of Imam Hussain was presented to them, they used to cry. So I cannot even describe their sorrow and their pain of Imam Zainul Abidin, how much he was going through. He stayed after Karbala for 35 years. How did he do Muharram? Whatever method they did, that is sunnah of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. That was the speech of Rahbar 1995. Ihya azadari sunnati. To revive the azadari which was led by Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam, not by led by our own emotion. Salawat padhi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. But it is a difficult task. We have many things traditional. I don't want to take longer time. I want to finish very soon, inshallah. For example, my son, I have daughters, I have son. If my son comes, he made mistake, for example, maybe bad mistake. And same mistake if my daughter does, how we perceive? Guna, sin is sin. If my son does, or my daughter, but my custom is telling me son might fool around a lot, still he's my son, but my daughter cannot do this. This is what? Inna wajadna alayhi aba'ana. This is the Arab traditions. What they used to find, what they were, whatever their forefather they used to do, so that's why they are doing so. Islam says no. Bad is bad from girl, bad is bad from boy. Nothing to do. Allah is not going to take the punishment away because he is your son. And Allah is going to increase the punishment because she is your daughter. But this is our tradition. Some of the things which we cannot even describe, we can even talk. No, 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 azadari, don't even touch man. You will be in big trouble. I said, no, Islam is religion of aql. Ahlul Bayt are religion of aql. Karbala is rational rather than irrational. Salawat padhi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammad. Ek qissa, uske baad aapki zahmat tamam. Shab-e Ashur hai. Night of, tomorrow is the day of Ashur. Hazrat Abbas was sharpening his sword. Talwar ko tez kar rahe the. साइकल करना कहते हैं, साइकल. अब्बास से अली करते हैं तलवार पे साइकल. सहमी हुई है रात, सहर कांप रही है. इट वाज हजरत अब्बास, इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिम द मशअल, द लैंप वाज बर्निंग, the face was glowing, and he is saying, tomorrow with the permission, I will show to them who am I, who am I. Chand naam aise hain, some of the names you cannot take individually. You have to say with others. For example, if you say the name of Yaqub, you have to remember Yusuf. If you say the name of Prophet Muhammad, you have to say Bibi Fatima Zahra. Sallallahu alaihi ala Muhammad wa ala. If you say the name of Imam Hussain, you have to say the name of Bibi Zainab. It intertwined. You cannot separate them. Well, likewise, if you say the name of Abbas, you have to say name of Sakina bintul Hussain. Hazrat Abbas was sharpening the sword and the lamp was burning, face was glowing, and he was full, tomorrow I will show. Sakina sees, door se janab Sakina dekh liya, it is anger, yes, she could easily figure it out. She ran towards father, baba baba, chacha ko gussa a gaya, my uncle has on. And Imam Hussain, look at the face of Hazrat Abbas. He figured, yes, he is in, it is not anger, it is a ghais, in love with Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. Tomorrow I will show who am I. I am the son of Imam Ali. Imam Hussain went to Bibi Zainab. He asked, can you go and stop Abbas? Because it's a jalal of Imam Ali. We need Jamal of Fatima Zahra salawatullah salamu alayha. Sallallahu salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To subsidize this Jalal. So who should be there? Zainab is the representative of Bibi Fatima Zahra. And he says, go. Bibi Zainab comes near to Abbas, but he is totally immersed in tomorrow's I will show who am I. She says, Abbas, no answer, because totally he is there in the battlefield. Abbas, no answer. Third time, Ma Fatima Zahra, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abbas, he stands, Bibi, why didn't you call me? Aapne kyon nahi bulaya? Main khud aa jata tha. I could have come there. Why did you come? No, that this is the matter. یہ میٹر بھی ایسا تھا کہ مجھے آنا پڑا مجھے ہی خود آنا پڑا کہ شہزادی آپ حکم دے دیتے you could have commanded me I could have come to you نہ میں آئی اس لیے کہ مسئلہ ہی ایسا تھا حضرت عباس says you ask me whatever you want I am there for you جو پوچھیں آپ کائنات کی ہر چیز پوچھیں میں آپ کے قدموں پہ دے دوں گا جناب زینب سوچ لو عباس جو میں پوچھ رہی ہوں تمہارے لئے مشکل ہوگا what I am asking it might be difficult for you حضرت عباس says no I am ready and look at the emotional and rational behavior and I hope all of us we take the lesson tonight and in the month of Ramadan and it is a beautiful lesson Bibi Zainab says my request is please put your sword in your sheath. Tum apni talwar ko na meda. Hazrat Abbas, he easily figured it out, this command is not Bibi Zainab, behind is Imam Hussain. Emotion is telling him, tomorrow I will show. But rational is Imam Ali, Imam is there, my wali, my rahbar, my leader, whatever he commands. ہم نے بھی ماتم کیا ہے میرے پاس بھی خونین ماتم کے نشانیاں ہیں ہم لوگ بچپنے میں جو بلیڈ سے کرتے تھے زنجیر کا جب ماتم کرتے تھے کرنے والوں کے قریب جائیے ہاتھ لگائیے تو کیا کرتے ہیں نکلو ہے نا بھی جوش میں ماتم کرتے وقت کسی کا ہاتھ نہیں پکڑ سکتے آپ اتنا جوش رہتا ویسے لیکن حضرت عباس یا تلوار کو سائیکل کر رہا ہے جوش کتنا ہونا چاہیے کل لیکن جیسے زینب نے کہا تلوار میں نام میں تلوار کو رکھو تو سمجھ گئے کہ یہ کمانڈ امام حسین کا ہے یہی ہے جب ریشنل اور ایموشنل میں ٹکراؤ ہوتا ہے کس کو قبضہ کرنا چاہیے عقل کو قبضہ کرنا چاہیے, ریشنل اینٹیٹی کو ہاتھ میں لینا چاہیے. حضرت عباس نے انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون تلوار نام میں رکھتے ہوئے کہا بس, دس از دی لیسن آف کربلا. ٹوٹل امام حسین, ہو از امام حسین سر؟ ٹوٹل سرینڈر ٹو دی ول آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. ہو آر دی کمپینین آف امام حسین؟ السلام علیکم یا اولیاء اللہ و احباء. ہو آر دیس؟ ٹوٹل سرینڈر ٹو امام حسین. اینڈ دیٹ از دی ریزلٹ, از ریشنل بیہیویئر از اکول ٹو کربلا, ناٹ ایموشنل بیہیویئر. If it is rational, Islam is rational, Quran is rational, Ahlul Bayt is rational, even our cry also is a rational, not irrational. Inna lil Husayn hararatun fi qulubil mu'minin. Husayn ke naam se mu'minin ke dil mein ek hararat. Jab teen martaba Husayn ka naam aaye اور آنکھوں سے آنسو نہ نکلے تو سمجھے کوئی نہ کوئی پریشانی ہے. حضرت امام رضا فرماتے ہیں کہ عجیب و غریب ہے روایت, حضرت امام رضا فرماتے ہیں بیٹھے ہوئے تم, سم ٹائمز یو آر سٹنگ, یو آر الون, کوئی مولوی نہیں ہے, عالم نہیں ہے, خیال آتا ہے فاطمہ زہرا کو کسی نے تماشا لگایا, بیٹھے بیٹھے رونا شروع کر دیا, بیٹھے بیٹھے کوئی پڑھنے والا نہیں ہے, مولوی نہیں ہے, کوئی نہیں ہے, بیٹھے بیٹھے یاد کر رہے ہیں, علی اصغر کے گلے میں تیر چلا, جیسے ہی یاد کیا اور مولا فرماتے جس وقت آنکھوں سے آنسو نکلے گا ذات پروردگار تمہارے پورے گناہ بخش دے گا, اس لیے کہ تم اس غریب کو یاد کر رہے ہو جس نے مکمل دین کی حمایت کے لیے اپنے پورے کنبے کو بارگاہ پروردگار میں قربان کر دیا. صلی اللہ علیک یا ابا عبداللہ وعلی الارواح التي حلت بفنائک واناخت برحلک علیکم من السلام ابدا ما بقیت وبقی اللیل والنہار. السلام علی الحسین وعلی علی ابن الحسین وعلی اولاد الحسین وعلی اصحاب الحسین فیا لیتنا کنا معکم فنفوز معکم فوضا واللہ. بیمار ہیں بہت سے لوگ اور اسی طرح سے اللہ اکبر, یہ ظاہری بیماریاں تو بہت شاید ممکن ہے کہ آسانی سے حل بھی ہو جائے, لیکن ہماری اندر کی بیماریاں خدایا پروردگار نہ جانے کتنے ہزاروں مرتبہ اما ہی پڑھنا پڑے وہ جب اندر کی بیماری ختم ہونے کے لیے. مالک جنہوں نے بیمار ہیں, جنہوں نے التماس دعا کہا, ان سب کے لیے بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اما یجیب المضطر اذا دعا ویکشف السوء, 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 اما یجیب المضطر اذا دعا ویکشف السوء. الہی باسمک العظیم الاعظم العز الاجل الاکرم بحق الحسین یا اللہ 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 یا اللہ. الہی بحق محمد وانت المحمود وبحق علی وانت الاعلی وبحق فاطمہ وانت فاطر السماوات والارض وبحق الحسن وانت المحسن وبحق الحسين وانت قديم الاحسان. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا الا غفرته ولا هما الا فرجته ولا سقما الا شفيته ولا عيبا الا سترته ولا رزقا الا بسطته ولا خوفا الا امنت ولا سوءا الا صرفت ولا حاجة هي لك رضا فيها وليا فيها صلاة الا قضيتها يا ارحم الراحمين امين يا رب العالمين. خداوندا ماہ رمضان تیزی سے گزر رہا ہے, لوگ عید کی تیاری کر رہے ہیں, اولیاء گریہ کرتے تھے, مالک تیری مہمانی سے نکلنا کتنا خطرناک. خدایا ہمارے یہ چند جو باقی ہیں ان دنوں میں ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر دے، آئندہ گناہوں سے بچا لے، پرچم اسلام کو بلند فرما، دشمنان اسلام کو، دہشت گردوں کو، دہشت گردوں کے سرغنوں کو تحس نحس کر دے، مظلومین کی مدد فرما، مومنین جہاں جہاں ہیں ان کی جان، مال، آبرو اور عزت کی حفاظت فرما، جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. پروردگارا پاکستان، خصوصاً کراچی کے حالات، پاکستان کے ہر جگہ ہر طرف چن چن کے ان مسلمان کو مار رہا ہے. خدایا مالک جہاں جہاں مسلمان ہیں، جہاں جہاں مومنین ہیں، ان کی جان و مال و آبر و عزت کی حفاظت فرما. پروردگارا یہ لوگ جو قابل عقل ہیں تو خدا انہیں عقل دے، ورنہ ان کو تہ جلد سے جلد صفحہ ہستی سے بٹا دے. پروردگارا بحق محمد والے محمد جو لوگ پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، بے روزگاروں کو روزگار عنایت فرما، مقروضوں کے قرضوں کو ادا فرما. پروردگارا جو گودیاں خالی ہیں انہیں پر کر دے، جو لڑکے لڑکیاں ناقد خدا ہیں انہیں قد خدا کر دے. مسلمانوں میں مومنین کے دلوں سے نفرت کو نکال کر محبت سے بدل دے، مومنین کو مسلمانوں کو متحد کر دے. پروردگارا جلد سے جلد ہمارے مولا کا ظہور فرما. اللہم صل علی محمد. زیارت پڑھیے بھی کوئی.